welcome to the first episode of our very first Equitopia podcast series. My name is Caroline Higgerty, founder of Equitopia. In this first series, we're going to explore the topic of developing a team approach to caring for ourselves and our horses. We're going to hear from Equitopia experts from around the world and find out how they see their role and the role of other professionals as part of an equine team. We're kicking off today with the spotlight on our UK trainer, Yasmin Stewart. I spoke to Yasmin earlier this month at her home near Newmarket in the UK, where I started by asking her how she got interested in horses and how she decided she wanted to be involved with horses professionally. Here's what she said.
Well, my mum had a horse, a 16-3 hunter type horse. And when I was a baby, she used to bring him in from the field and she'd hoist me onto his back and I'd hold onto his rug and she'd walk us both in. So that's kind of the defining horse point for me. Ever since I was younger, it was always, I want to work with horses. I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to do, but I knew that it wouldn't be in an office. It would always be something with horses. I did my A-levels and I was getting a little bit sick of the learning process. So I left afterwards and I went and worked at a livery yard and thought, well, I'm with horses now and I'll work out the rest from there.
I first met Yasmin last year when she was already an established trainer with a big reputation. But we all know that getting to the top of our game requires a long and sustained effort and the journey is not always completely smooth. I asked Yasmin to tell me about some of the challenges she faced when starting out in her profession and if she still faces challenges in her work today.
I myself have found different challenges within what I'm wanting to achieve with my horses. And for me, it was getting off my horse at the end of a ride and thinking, that wasn't very nice, that didn't feel very good, but I don't know how I can make it better. So I went and searched, and that was the defining point for me. Finding the people who want to make a difference with their horse. That was the first challenge. Initially, people just want you out to fix their horse in one session and then they can merrily canter into the distance. Time is a huge factor, and money, because a lot of people buy a horse and then don't have the money to do right by it. And I'm of the opinion that if they can't do right by the horse, if they can't afford the saddle that fits, then they either don't ride or they don't have the horse.
Over the past year, as I have got to know more about how Yasmin works, it has become clear that she is a true Equitopian. She seems to be very much in tune with the needs of the horses I have seen her working with, and she seems to know exactly how to get the best from horses without causing undue stress or pain. Of course, we know that more and more people are keen to do what's best for their horses, and we have seen many improvements in the equestrian world. I asked Yasmin where she sees the most improvement over the past few years. What are some of the things that still need to change, and what, in her view, the future holds for the equestrian world? Listen to what she had to say.
There are two points that I have seen improvement from, one of which is people are beginning to recognise horse behaviour, and they're beginning to say, okay, maybe my horse isn't lame in a blaringly obvious head nod or hip drop, but they are not happy, and therefore I need to find why they're not happy. And then the people who ride, and like me in the beginning, felt like the ride didn't feel very nice, but they don't know what to do. So they go and search. And that's really cool, I think. I think we're picking up momentum with welfare, with correct training, and people are listening.
I asked Yasmin if she could recommend some good equestrian books. These are her top picks.
The book that was a turning point in my understanding was Gerd Heuschmann's Tug of War. And then I also really like Karin Leibrandt's Compassionate Training for the Modern Sport Horse, because I think it's easy to follow.
Since we're looking at the role of different professionals in equine care, I asked Yasmin to summarise the qualities she would be looking for in each team member. This is what she had to say about veterinary practitioners.
I'd be looking for a vet who is open-minded and doesn't just stop at the first sign of lameness, or doesn't stop at the first issue, doesn't find the suspensories and go, oh, there's your problem. I like a vet who looks at the bigger picture. Why is this going wrong? And is this confirmation, is it riding? You know, rather than just medicating joints and sending you away, I like a vet that makes a plan, sees the bigger picture, and helps the owner to really get to the root of the problem.
Here is Yasmin's view on farriers and their role.
A open-minded farrier who does CPD and continues their learning and sees a lot more of the picture than just the foot.
Yasmin's thoughts on the role of nutritionists.
I think there's a running trend here. Someone who can look at the bigger picture and help an owner optimise the environment that the horse is kept in and therefore optimise the horse's feeding regime.
Yasmin's thoughts on the role of saddle fitters.
Someone that's open-minded and lets the horse make the final decision.
Finally, I then asked her if she could give one piece of advice to riders or owners, what would this be? This is what she said.
If it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
I really enjoyed speaking to Yasmin and realised that although I have known her for some time, I learned some new things just from that interview that made me better understand where she's coming from. From my own experience as a horse owner, I know I tend to build better working relationships with people I have a good rapport with, and it made me wonder if that's true for other horse owners. Do we take the time or have the time to get to know a bit about the professionals we work with, or do we tend to get straight down to business? I'm going to leave you with that thought. So that's the end of our very first episode. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Next time I'll put similar questions to other equine professionals. I think it will be interesting to see where everyone's priorities lie. Do all professionals have the same perspective on their role as part of an equine team? Tune in again for the next episode to find out. Thanks for listening.